Well, hello, hello, guys. Thanks for tuning in to my 5-Minute Friday. This is Dr. K. Durairaj, and you are listening to Beauty Bites, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon with Dr. K. And thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to teach you all about the science of vibrant, sexy skin at every age. And I'm so glad you tuned in today to my 5-Minute Friday because I'm going to give you all the secrets about how to start using Retin-A. And if you're not on Retin-A already, this is the number one thing you can do after age 30 to prevent aging changes of your skin. So it is my Fountain of Youth product, and it needs to be yours too. Everyone can benefit from using Retin-A, whether you're someone who wants to use prescription-grade, physician-strength, the best products, or even if you're just starting with over-the-counter, oil-of-the-olay-type products. These are some of the strongest, most powerful ingredients to transform your skin. So starting at the beginning, Retin-A is a vitamin A derivative, and there are many different versions of Retin-A on the market. There's retinol, retinaldehyde, Retin-A itself, tretinoin, prescription grade tretinoin. We've seen them all in our office, and I do believe in the power of prescription grade tretinoin and Retin-A sold as a pharmacy prescription. However, patients do get lots of sometimes dryness, irritation, redness, and flaking from those super strong products. So it's important to start with a Retin-A that is not going to be too drying, too irritating, or difficult to use, because then let's face it, you're not going to use it. It's going to be in your drawer in your bathroom, just like my tretinoin is. So because of that irritation and flakiness, you know, I decided to formulate a Retin-A that was much more gentle and much more user-friendly. So it still has the power, but there's a lot of green tea, botanicals, ingredients to cause soothing, and ceramides for moisturization. So you get the benefit of the Retin-A, but you don't have the side effects. I want you guys to all start using Retin-A in your 30s. And if you're someone who has pale skin, light eyes, you know, fair complexion, unfortunately, you're predisposed to get wrinkles much more so than patients of my skin type, which is a little more pigmented. And therefore, you might even need to use Retin-A in your 20s. So start for sure by the time you're 30 and use Retin-A every night at bedtime. For best results, this is how I recommend patients to start using Retin-A. You want to start gradually. You want to use a pea-sized amount of Retin-A, mix that with a quarter size of moisturizer, and mix the two together, and that compound goes all over your whole face. So when I tell patients use a pea size, that does not mean one pea here, one pea there, one pea everywhere. It means one pea is enough for your whole face. So a quarter pea roughly on each quarter of the face. And just because a pea is good, it doesn't mean multiple peas are better. You don't want to put too much because then you will get irritation. Retin-A has to be started gradually. So one of the key things with starting Retin-A, especially if you're a sensitive skin type person, is start gradually. So you want to use in the beginning like 2 nights a week for a couple weeks, then you work up to 3 nights a week or every other night, and then gradually you can work up to every night. And I'm hoping that you use Retin-A every day, even on a sunny day. Retin-A is something that makes your skin sun sensitive. So when you wake up in the mornings, be sure to get some sunscreen on. Otherwise, you can definitely use Retin-A in Southern California where it's sunny. And, you know, even on foggy days, I'm hoping you're using your sunscreen anyhow. So remember to use sunscreen every day. Remember to use a little extra moisturizer at night because Retin-A has the function of drying you just a little bit. So the solution to that is a little extra moisturization. If you have oily skin types, Retin-A, you still need to add hydration to the skin. So try something like my Pure Hydration Serum. You don't necessarily need to add oils or thick, greasy things, just something with hydration features. And I just want to remind you guys that Retin-A has so many benefits. It tightens pore size. As you age, your collagen in your skin fibers stretches and widens those pores. So that is no fun to have larger pore size. Everyone notices that on themselves. And when you use Retin-A, more collagen means tighter pores. And it reduces fine lines and wrinkles because it has the function of turning over the epidermis layer of the skin faster. When we're young and we have this glowy, fresh children's skin or teenage skin, that's because the skin turns over so fast. And it's because the skin is always brightening and refreshing itself. As we age, the dull adult skin sits on the surface for many, many weeks and does not heal as fast, does not turn over as fast. So Retin-A is going to speed up your cell turnover. And it's going to improve texture, so smoothening effect. If your skin is somewhat dull and, you know, dry, it improves the texture tremendously. I also love it for its anti-acne benefit. When we're young, our oil glands are super tortuous and twisty, and they don't know how to drain properly to the surface of the skin. That's why they plug, that's why you get cysts, that's why you get comedones, blackheads, whiteheads, and acne. So Retin-A is one of our number one treatments to improve acne. It is helpful to mature those oil glands, and it makes them drain directly to the surface of the skin. It teaches them maturity to drain straight up and down, right out, so they don't plug a lot. So there you have it. Those are quite a few wonderful tips on how to use your Retin-A. Don't forget to use Retin-A everywhere. Even eyelids and eye skin can benefit from it, especially around the mouth and the fine lines. But don't lay it on directly on those areas. Remember the rule of the pea-sized amount. Mix with a quarter size of moisturizer and apply that everywhere. I hope you guys will all try my Diamond Line Refine. Couple that with some Pure Hydration Serum if you're an oilier skin type, or use our Night Quench if you have really lots of dryness and you want something so soothing and wonderful. Try the Night Quench. But overall, every patient over age 30 will benefit from Retin-A. Start with whatever you have available, whether it's over-the-counter oil of Olay or one of those over-the-counter brands that has retinol. And then gradually work your way up. Use a physician strength prescription grade product all the time. That's going to be the best for you. And that's how you can stay beautiful. Thanks so much for tuning in to Beauty Bites. That's my 5-Minute Friday for you. And you can find me on Tuesdays with a little longer podcast, Amazing Boss Girls, learning all the tips and tricks to how to stay young and look your best. And find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and the website the same, www.beautybydrkdrkay.com. Thanks so much, guys. Stay beautiful.